Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody.
Yeah.
We all get caught in our own sins.
We do.
Nobody.
Sometimes I have to rely on myself. Bet on my worst day.
What's that?
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take it out.
Gangster.
Introduce them to heaven.
Uh-huh.
See it.
Make it into heaven. Ooh, make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna
Hey, I'm finna kill this track, though.
The things we do.
Yeah, the things we do.
Make it through.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Who is just trying
to live our
life?
Yeah. Choices turn to decisions, uh-huh. And we were told to do the right thing and we didn't listen. Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10. Give us a second chance, we gon' do it again. Me, I fall short every day and ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switched my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep slipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen. Yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
Yeah, they do.
Make it into heaven.
Uh-huh.
Make it into hell.
It's all about choices and decisions.
Nobody wanna lose.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Uh-huh, just to make it through.
Make it through.
But the truth is that nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live.
Yeah. Decisions turn to consequences. It's what happens when we hard-headed and don't listen. You creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong, old boy. Pop that place in your home, now you're gone. You're on the block and it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, and surprised when them boys have. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you talking about? It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drop. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV. And I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven and kept me out of hell. So to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell. But yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
You see it.
Make it into heaven. Ooh, make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through.
Make it through.
Yeah.
Ooh, but nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our life.
Yeah.
Man. consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down since 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars will do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gonna wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't see me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, low, I just want y'all to repent your sin. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done some things that I ain't wanna do. And I ain't proud of what I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
Thank you, Lord. We want to abide with you and cast away any work of the enemy on tonight. any work that's going to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight, Lord, and we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you. And Lord, hallelujah, we love you. Lord, we're just grateful on tonight for everything that's about to transpire. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. We thank God on tonight for everybody. Hallelujah. That's called and tuned in. Praise God. Hallelujah. The phone lines are open. We will be putting the phone lines up. Hallelujah. In just a second. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. We thank God for 3D prints in the building. Praise God. We thank God for y'all. Amen, 3D prints. You can go ahead and inbox me. I'm trying to get some business cards made. Amen. Maybe we can make out a deal. Praise God. Go ahead and inbox me. We thank God for you. Follow me first. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every last one of you. I'm trying to put this effect up in the back for you so we can get this proper definition here. Glory to God. If you're just not tuning in, this is the Anointed Truth of Christ. Worldwide Ministries, I'm your host, Elder Andre Trevo, Sr. If it's just your first time tuning in, we thank God for you. Amen. For all of you that have returned, we thank God for you on tonight. Amen. And as y'all can see from our title on tonight, we are talking about the definition of repentance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Those of you that have the pleasure of joining us online, hallelujah, on the screen behind my head, you can clearly see, praise God, we're going to put the definition, glory to God, of repentance behind my, you know, let me do it like this. There we go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So the word repentance in the New Testament, praise God, hallelujah, is written in Greek. First of all, we have to point that out, that repentance, hallelujah, amen, is a translation of a Greek word, praise God. So we go back and find the original word, hallelujah, for repentance, praise God. Hallelujah. And it says that the original word for repentance was metanoia. Praise God. Hallelujah. Metanoia. Amen. Praise God. And in other translations in the Greek, it was metanoia. Metanoia and metanoia. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it says has to do, first of all, with a change of mind or feeling resulting from this after knowledge. This is repentance. Repentance is a change of mind or a change of feeling as a result. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now let's get back to the opportunity again. Y'all see? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I got my blue eye. I'm going to open up the live. I don't know if anybody's following in yet. Praise God. Okay. Hallelujah. Who's that? I'm going to follow you. Who's that? Joel. Joel Forever, 82. We're going to follow you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, hallelujah. I was meditating on, hallelujah, this change of mind thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And repentance being, hallelujah, a change of mind. So when Jesus said, hallelujah, that I'm looking for the sinner to answer a call of repentance, he's saying I'm answering call of you to change your mind. Praise God. We were having this discussion. Remember on Facebook, those of you that tuned in live with us on Facebook, we were having this discussion, Wednesday? Praise God, about the definition of repentance. And not even knowing that the Old Testament and New Testament were written in two different languages. A lot of us didn't even know that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That the Old Testament was in the Hebrew and the New Testament it was in the Greek. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank God a lot of us were enlightened on that, and that should make us look at the word that we've been looking at a lot differently. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because maybe we've been thinking, you know, the New Testament was the Hebrew or whatever. Praise God. Hallelujah. Remember, what's his name? Was saying that other day that and he was misquoting that whatever that scripture was. Amen. Y'all remember. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But anyway, moving on. Those of you who have just now joined us tonight, hallelujah, on our nightly podcast. We thank God for y'all joining us on tonight. Praise God. I gotta check the phone lines right now, see if anybody else is on the phone lines. Praise God. Let's see. Hey, man, praise God. The phone lines are open at this time. Is anybody called in on tonight? Usually nobody called in, so I don't even try to check. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God. Apostle Curry on the line tonight. How you doing tonight, Apostle?
Amen. Bless the Lord, man. God, how you doing tonight?
Amen. Bless. Bless the hell from.
Amen. That's the key word tonight is repentance.
Amen.
So we say tonight that repentance is a change of mind. Amen.
Yes, sir.
But the key to having a change of mind is for God to change our heart, because if the heart don't get changed, amen, then the mind ain't gonna be able to follow.
Amen. Oh yeah, we already. Go ahead. My bad. He don't know.
But if the heart changes, then the mind will catch up. So we have to keep reminding the mind that it's saved. Because if you don't remind the mind it's saved, it will go in another direction.
Amen.
That's why in Romans 12, Yahshua says for us to present our body as a living sacrifice. That's the only way we're going to be able to serve him with a repenting heart. And we offer our body as a living sacrifice.
Amen.
But repentance is a real thing. And we should repent daily.
Amen.
Every second, every minute, every hour that we feel like that we've said or did anything wrong, then we should repent. Because we don't want nothing to keep us out of God's grace. That's how we keep our conscience clear, is walking in the spirit of repentance.
Amen.
And I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to give it back over to the floor. I believe that real repentance is godly repentance. I believe Paul said something about godly sorrow. Not just sorry that we got caught. But, Lord, I'm sorry that I allowed myself to go here.
Amen.
Lord, help me to stay in a place that I always am able to say I'm sorry if I need to. I think that's a blessing part about repentance. You never get too big to say I'm sorry. Come on there, somebody. Sometimes we get so big that we don't think we need to apologize or say I'm sorry to nobody, then that's a dangerous place to be because pride can set in.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that's why we need to repent daily and keep our conscience clear. Amen. That was on my heart. Amen. That's true.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Apostle. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to repent daily. Praise God. That somebody, amen, need to hear that fact that you need to go apologize. Praise God. Hallelujah. You need to make something right hallelujah, that you know you made wrong. Hallelujah, amen. Like the man of God told you, that's a real thing. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. We thank God for that on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you got to forgive. Don't forget that the Bible says if you don't forgive, you won't be forgiven. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm trying to get in. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't have to forgive me. That's on you. Glory to God, but I don't care what you done did for me. Glory to God, hallelujah. I forgive you for it. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. We thank God tonight for that. That's that word on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Anyone else online on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Before we go any further. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen, amen. Well, we thank God on tonight, hallelujah, for everybody that has called in, everybody that has tuned in. Praise God. I just wanted to give y'all a quick hallelujah word that the Lord, hallelujah, put on my heart. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. If we're going to Luke chapter 8, verse 43. Praise God on tonight, hallelujah. Before I go further, let me just say amen. The man of God that you just heard that gave that hallelujah awesome word, amen, will be online on tomorrow, hallelujah, with our Seventh-day service out of the Mount of God ministry. Praise God, hallelujah. That's 10 o'clock Pacific, 11 o'clock Midwest, noon right here Central Time, and 1 o'clock, hallelujah, East Coast Time. We want you to call in. We want y'all to tune in tomorrow. Hallelujah, amen. If you want the number, I can inbox you the number. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. Praise God. But we want you to call in tomorrow and be blessed with the word of God, hallelujah, from the man of God with our Seventh-day service with Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God on tonight for him. Make sure, hallelujah, you call in tomorrow. The man of God also always has an awesome Seventh-day word, hallelujah, that'll get you through the weekend. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Before we go to the word, Father, Lord, bless us on tonight. Lead us on tonight. Guide us on tonight. Hallelujah. Give us revelation on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Don't lead us into the traditional, hallelujah, teaching of this word. Hallelujah. Give us a revelation word on tonight. Hallelujah. Show us something we haven't seen before. Teach us something we haven't been taught before, Lord. Hallelujah. Our eyes are open. Our ears are receptive, and we are ready to receive your revelation knowledge. And we thank you in advance for everything that you are about to say and do. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless God on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. Now, we've heard about the woman with the issue of blood. Hallelujah, amen. We've heard about her over and over and over. A lot of people have preached about the woman with the issue of blood. Glory to God, hallelujah. And I know every point that they've all pointed out. Hallelujah, praise God. I know because I've been in church for years. Glory to God. Everybody that preached about the woman with the issue of blood. I heard my pastor preach about it at least three times. Other pastors at least twice. Hallelujah, amen. At least once I done heard. Hallelujah, somebody from that pulpit. Hallelujah, if I done heard you preach more than five, six, seven times, I done heard you preach about the woman. Hallelujah, with the issue of blood. Glory to God. T.D. Jakes preached about it 4, 5, 20 times. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But sometimes we got to go back and study for ourselves. Amen. All they pointed to, everything we saying, been saying, because I done preached from it too. Glory to God. Let me throw me in. Can I throw myself in there? Glory to God. It said the same thing. Glory to God, because that's what I saw. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And I'm going to see some of the same things tonight, but I'm going to try to point out some things we may not have thought about. Hallelujah. Praise God. But some of us may have pointed it out. Hallelujah. And maybe I missed it when you said it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't sit there and say, well, I guess he wasn't listening. Maybe I just missed it. Thank God I got it now. Can we do that? Praise God, he's always well. At least he heard it this time. Glory to God. At least he got the revelation finally. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's begin to support one another in this thing, this walk with God. Hallelujah. As long as you got it. Oh, glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to go to Luke. Hallelujah. Chapter 8, verse 43. And it say, a woman having an issue of blood 12 years. Hallelujah. So, of course, we always point out how long it's been. It's been 12 years. Hallelujah. With this issue of blood. Hallelujah. And she has spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Neither could be healed of any. Now when I go back and I look, I see some things that I didn't notice before. This woman lived 12 years with an issue of blood, and I thought, well, shouldn't she be dead? But the thing is, she spent her money on the physician. Hallelujah. See, they weren't able to heal her, but they were able to keep her alive. Glory to God. A lot of us got diseases. Hallelujah. And we don't call them diseases. We call them illnesses. But the hospital will call it disease. Hallelujah. You got lung disease, heart disease, some kind of blood disease. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got high blood pressure. They call that a disease. Hallelujah. You got stage one kidney failure. That's the least. That's the very least, but they call that kidney disease. Hallelujah. Amen. You got stage one, something with your bladder. That's stage one, but that's bladder disease. So you got some kind of disease. Hallelujah. And they can't heal you. But long as you got some money, they will keep you alive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, amen, she has spent all her living. So she has spent all her money keeping herself alive. Glory to God through the medication. They got treatments now. I was discussing this with my wife. I think rich people, they stay alive so long because when they get a bad heart, they just buy a new one. Glory to God. When something go wrong with their lungs or their kidneys, they just get a transplant. They just get a new pair. Hallelujah. Praise God. But so funny about it, they do all that and they still die. Glory to God. They do all that and they still can't keep themselves alive. Hallelujah. Praise God. They still die. Hallelujah. With all the money that they got. Hallelujah. All the money in the world couldn't keep them alive. Praise God. Hallelujah. And this woman believed that the money, as long as I could pay these physicians, hallelujah, they'll keep me alive. 12 years? You've been bleeding 12 years and you ain't dead. Hallelujah. So you taking medicine for blood clotting and medicine, amen, so you won't bleed as much. And maybe medicine that'll stop you from bleeding as long as you're taking this medicine, but as soon as you ain't got no money and we can't fill a prescription, your blood pressure gonna go up and you're gonna have a heart attack and die. Glory to God, hallelujah. And her faith was in the medicine. Hallelujah. Her faith was in the world, the physician. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. But it says, amen, in verse 44, that she came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately, hallelujah, amen, her issue of blood, hallelujah, in other words, it stopped. Praise God, hallelujah. If you got your Bibles, if you're trying to understand what those letters mean, if you're reading the King James of a T by the saints, hallelujah, amen, praise God, that means, that's why it says stop. Glory to God, and T by issue goes for the word flow. Praise God, that's right next to the verse, so you can understand how to read the Bible. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. So it's saying that her flow stopped. So the blood issue that she had stopped once she, hallelujah, touched his garment. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God, amen. And then it says, amen, in verse 45, and Jesus said, who touched me? Praise God. And when all denied, now this is the thing, he in a crowd of people. Glory to God. He walking in a crowd. Everybody bumping against him. But otherwise, think about it. Who wouldn't see a woman crawl up and grab the hem of his garment unless he was in a crowd? Hallelujah. Praise God. But he felt, hallelujah, amen, something. Praise God, the virtue come up out of him. He felt somebody touched him that actually wanted something from him other than just to be walking around and saying, I'm with Jesus. See, everybody that's walking with Jesus ain't with Jesus because they want to be saved. And everybody that claim, hey, I'm walking with the Lord and I'm with God and you see me with him, I'm right next to him. Hallelujah. Amen. I got my hand on his shoulder. That don't mean nothing. Praise God. You ought to know from your experience that everybody that say your friend ain't your friend. And everybody that say they down with you ain't down with you. Praise God. When you up, they up with you. Hallelujah. But when Jesus was down, glory to God. Hallelujah. See, all of them was around them for the wrong thing, glory to God, and he could not be touched. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they said, hallelujah, that they were with him, said, Master, the multitude. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a lot of us. You mean to tell me? Hallelujah, you could feel somebody touch you. Ain't that sad when there's so many people around you, but only one of y'all real? Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Only one of y'all real. Hallelujah, amen. You ought to feel bad, hallelujah, amen, when God look around, hallelujah, trying to see who touched him. Hallelujah, amen. And you feel like I'm touching you. They touching you. How can you tell the difference? Glory to God, hallelujah. The man of God made a comment other night about how the disciples were jealous of the woman, hallelujah, that was watching, hallelujah, her hair, his feet with her hair. They were jealous, praise God, because she's touching him like nobody else would. She's worshiping him like they would not. Glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. All these people around him, praise God, and it's always some woman, some strange woman, praise God, that walked up and touch the Lord. And this woman in particular, praise God, hallelujah, in Luke chapter 8, it says, hallelujah, that she was healed. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. It says, amen, immediately. Hallelujah. So somewhere, hallelujah, she was, it sounds to me like she was forced to change her mind. Hallelujah, amen. She had to turn to God because she had spent all her living. She had tried everything. See, a lot of us, that's when we go to God. And we confident, glory to God, when we go. Hallelujah, because I done tried everything else. Hallelujah, praise God. And it's crazy. I don't understand it. Praise God. And a lot of us don't understand ourselves. The confidence that we know what God can do. But yet God is always our last option. We spend our last dime, glory to God, hallelujah, on the trips and the trades of the world before we turn to God, our last dime. Hallelujah, praise God, before we believe that God will heal us. When we got no other choice, now we want to go dead. Hallelujah, praise God. Now we want to knock on daddy's door and say, Daddy, I'm hungry. Daddy, I need some healing. Daddy, I need some salvation. Daddy, I need some deliverance. Daddy, I need some money. Now we're going to go knock, hallelujah, on daddy's door. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So she had to do what, amen? She had to say, you know what, I have no other choice, hallelujah, amen, but to turn to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I got to put my mind on God and get my mind off his message. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I got to get my mind, hallelujah, on Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, we were talking about, amen, how do I change my mind? Because I can say, hallelujah, one time that, you know, that's wrong. Or I should do it this way. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. But if I just say it one time, or I just think about it one time, glory to God, hallelujah, has it changed my mind, or is this something I said then? Praise God, hallelujah, because I can say anything once. I can think any thought once, glory to God, but because I thought it, do I really believe it because I thought it? Hallelujah, amen. What am I talking about? Have I convinced myself? Hallelujah, praise God. I know what the Bible says. You ever heard, you ever talk to somebody, and they say, I know what the Bible says. You ever talk to your mama said, or your daddy said, I didn't raise you that way. I know you didn't. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, if we know, hallelujah, praise God, or have we not been convinced? Hallelujah, and praise God, because some people just hard-headed, and some people don't really believe what they read. Some people really don't believe, hallelujah, what you said. Praise God, hallelujah. And if they don't believe it, praise God, why would I do something that I don't believe is even true? Praise God. Hallelujah. I used to use the example, if a boy is raised up, hallelujah, amen, with a daddy that got a wife who is his mother, hallelujah, then he got a girl on the side, amen, then he got some other baby mama around town, hallelujah, amen, and he has an intimate relationship with all three, that this is the example of a male to this boy, hallelujah, so this boy grows up believing this is what, hallelujah, a man does. This is normal behavior for a man. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. Ladies, have you ever asked your man, look at you and say, why are you mad? Hallelujah, praise God. Whatever he did, you looked at him and said, you did this, and he looked at you and was like, yeah, why are you mad? Praise God, hallelujah. My daddy did this. His daddy did this. I never seen mama get mad at him. Praise God, just because he was asleep. Or you had already snuck out the window. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In some cases, daddy wasn't even there. Glory to God. But you was probably one of the sides. Lord have mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you knew what daddy was doing, or you heard of what daddy used to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if you want that boy that grew up to be a man, hallelujah, amen, to believe that a man should only have one woman and be loyal to that one woman, that would mean he would have to change what he believed. Hallelujah, praise God. And the reason why he believes it, because what he saw repetitiously. He saw it every day. Like the man of God said, we got to repent every day. It's not something we do just once. Hallelujah, praise God. It's repetitive. Hallelujah. And when we do it repetitively, hallelujah, that's how it gets down into what we call the subconscious. Because we may not realize it or understand it, but the subconscious is what feeds the conscious mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, we have no knowledge of what the subconscious is thinking. We have knowledge of what our conscious mind is thinking right now. But simultaneously, as our conscious mind is thinking, as you're listening to me, as you're formulating your own thoughts about what you hear me saying, glory to God, your subconscious, hallelujah, is evaluating, praise God, everything going on right now. It's evaluating the conversation. It's evaluating your surroundings through your eyes. Glory to God, every word that you hear besides mine, every noise, hallelujah, if your ears are hearing it, it's being imported through your brain down into your subconscious, and it's being analyzed. And you don't even know this is going on. Glory to God, hallelujah. When you itch, you just reach over the scratch. You don't think about, oh, I'm itching. Let me take my right hand, reach over, and scratch my shoulder. Glory to God. When you're opening up a door, you don't walk up to the door and say, "Let." You don't think. Consciously, let me grab the doorknob, turn it, and push forward. Praise God, or pull out. You just do it. Why? that you've done it. You may think it consciously the first time you do it. Maybe the door opens to the left. And the last time you open the door repetitiously to the last house you were at or the last apartment, it was to the right. So now you got to remember, oh, this door opens to the left. So you've done it so many times, you no longer think about, oh, this door opens to the left. You just do it. Because now it's in your subconscious because you've done it repetitiously. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when we begin to do, that's why we encourage everybody to get into the Word of God repetitiously. That's when you meditate on something. Hallelujah. The Bible says meditate on His Word. Hallelujah. So when we meditate on His Word, we are thinking about His Word repetitiously. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're constantly thinking about His Word. Hallelujah. You are constantly, a lot of guys don't want to get married, but you haven't read the scripture on marriage. Praise God. Hallelujah. You haven't read that he who finds a wife finds a good thing and inherits favor with God. So you don't just find a good thing. So not only do you got something good, glory to God, now God going to give you favor because you found something good. That's a double blessing. Y'all don't understand. See, if you begin to read the scripture, you walk around here bed hopping. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't realize, praise God, somebody going to find them a good thing and something you trying to hop away from. And not only they going to find something good, they going to see favor when they find something good. A lot of y'all look back now and realize you done passed up on your good. Hallelujah, praise God. You passed up on your good. Somebody else found them a good thing. And then you say, why? How they came up so quick? Because they achieved favor. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. But you haven't meditated on the Word. Hallelujah, day and night. Praise God, hallelujah. I know you got to go to work. Praise God, hallelujah. Read it in the morning. Read it at night. Get it on audio book. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Call in to the prayer line. Glory to God. Look it up on YouTube. All the preachers on YouTube, Facebook. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You out of this seat. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Every translation you can think of. Hallelujah. Praise God can be found. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So what is your excuse for not wanting to, I can't understand what they're saying. You can understand it because it's right there for you. Praise God. The Bible says in the last days the word will be made plain. Hallelujah. Amen. That means you ain't got to struggle hard to try to understand it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You're going to be able to read it and understand it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God, because it will be made plain to you. It shall not say thou and they, it will say them and you. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. So when we talk about changing our conscious mind, before we can change our conscious mind, what we consciously think, praise God, we got to realize or understand why we consciously think the things that we think. Praise God, why when you... Hallelujah. Think about a certain situation. You think of this. Hallelujah. Every time you hear this word, you think of that. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's not something that you've been taught or heard one time. It's not some situation you went through one time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why they say it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks. Hallelujah. We can teach an old dog new tricks. Hallelujah, but it's going to be difficult. Hallelujah, because he's been so long set in his ways of being untrained. Now we got to try to train somebody who has never been trained. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. That's why when you see some people, amen, that you ain't seen in a while, you be like, wow, hallelujah. God really changed you. Hallelujah, because I remember how you used to dress, how you used to act. Every other word I talk about was a cuss word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God really flipped the script with you. Glory to God. Because God, hallelujah, can change things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But if your desire, praise God, hallelujah, is to, hallelujah, amen, go to, say your desire, a lot of everybody want to go to heaven. Can we start there? Hallelujah. Don't nobody want to go to hell. If you honest with yourself, you don't want to go to hell. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we believe that there's a heaven or a hell because that's what we've been taught. It's a heaven or a hell. And I want to go to heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, to do the things to get to go to heaven, praise God. Hallelujah. These are the things I got to do. Praise God. But I got to convince myself that these are the because we tell ourselves, you know, man wrote that. This man wrote parts of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So how are we supposed to see? Praise God. Another excuse of why not to do what God told us to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. That's why we have to change our mind. Hallelujah. Amen. We always, we covenant, we want something everybody else got. Hallelujah. That's one thing we got to change our mind about. We covet everything that everybody else got. If they got that car, I want that car. Hallelujah. I like the way his wife looks. I want a wife like that. Hallelujah. I like the way their house looks on Instagram. I want a house like that. And we're living in a day and time when you're covering stuff of people that ain't even their stuff. Glory to God. Living in the age of social media, you covering stuff that they wish they had. Glory to God that they still trying to obtain. You want to look like somebody and don't even look the way they look. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Glory to God, hallelujah. Some diamonds is fake. Hallelujah, praise God. They can tell you where to go get them at. Glory to God, and they look just like the real thing. But don't put a diamond test on them. See, we covering stuff. Hallelujah, praise God. And the Bible tells us not to do it. And why would God tell us not to covet stuff? Hallelujah, that ain't ours. Because I got something else. But see, you trying to covet something fake, and I'm trying to give you something real. Hallelujah. You trying to covet a fantasy. Hallelujah, because from across the street, it looks like they family got it going together. Got it together. Excuse me. From across the street, it looked like he a good man. Hallelujah. From across the street, it looked like she a good woman. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But somebody said it in a song. Something about behind closed doors. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Something about when you on the outside looking in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, you want to covet what you have made up in your head. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. That you think going on behind closed doors that you can't see behind. Hallelujah. You want to covet, hallelujah, amen. What the pastor got going on? Glory to God. You see how many pastors getting divorced? How many pastors making the news and you want to covet what the pastors got going on? That might say your righteousness got to exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees. You got to be holier than they is because they don't practice. Glory to God. You got to change your mind because you saw pastor do it. You think it's okay. Because the pastor did it. He's still healing people. Hallelujah. But you haven't studied the word day and night because you would know that the word say in that great day. That's his Bible. In that great day, then he going to come and say, I've healed blind eyes. I've raised the dead. Hallelujah. Praise God. I did all this and cast out demons and I've done it and I did it in your name. And he's going to say, I never knew you though. I never had an intimate relationship with you. I don't even know who you are. Glory to God, hallelujah, because even if I called you, glory to God, this ain't the person I called, hallelujah, this is the person you turned yourself into. You ain't nothing but another Lucifer. Glory to God, hallelujah, I sent you to get me my praise, and you took all the praise for yourself. So you need to depart from me, you worker of iniquity. If you would have got that far, if you would have read that part, that you would watch out for the false prophet. because they will be judged by their fruit. Hallelujah. What are they producing? What they out there in the streets doing? Why all the strippers know who they are? Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's time that you change your mind about what you think. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because like the man of God say, first you got to give your body and your heart over to him. Now, if you got a heart to serve God already, now you got to change your mind about what you believe serving God is. Because you've got a funky misconception of what it is from what you've seen repetitiously. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you got to get down into the core. Hallelujah. Amen. Of your subconscious, which I call the heart of the mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you got to get it down in there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because when you constantly think, hallelujah. Praise God. Like, let me give you an example. Somebody may tell you, hallelujah, that the word of God is said, once you looked over at her, once you looked at that woman, hallelujah, you look at her one time. Right? Once you looked over at that woman, you done already committed adultery in your heart, brother. It's in the word you're going to hell. Hallelujah. But if you meditate on the word and you do some research and pick up some books and maybe Google something and ask somebody something, you might find out it's something about that ETH in the King James. Hallelujah. It might not be in the Gideon. It might not be in the New King James. It might not be in the New Standard English translation of the message of the Bible. But in the King James, it has an ETH. And when you go back, hallelujah, to the, especially in the New Testament, hallelujah, amen. When you go back to the original Greek translation of whatever word it is, the ETH just makes whatever it is repetitious. So when you repetitiously look at a woman, when you constantly looking at a woman with adultery in your heart, you've already done it in your mind. You might as well go ahead because you done already pulled the woman's clothes off. You, when she get naked, you already going to know what she looks like because you done fantasized. Hallelujah, about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because, amen, you never changed your mind. Your mind was on her once you saw her. Hallelujah. So you that became your repetitious thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So now when you see somebody, because I done told you that, now you know. Glory to God. And certainly if you understand what I'm saying. Somebody go, well, I don't really understand what you mean. Praise God. Hallelujah. She's fine. I'm just going to tell her she's fine. I don't understand what's wrong with that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a lot of stuff wrong with the brother, and if you can't understand that, then you need to change your mind. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because a lot of people say, I'm saved. And it seems like they have a desire. But it seems like they have the Bible calls a zeal. They got a zeal for God. I want to do this for God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But they have to change their mind about the way they trying to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to change. That's the way they taught you to do it. A lot of traditions that we came up in church, like First Lady preached about on Wednesday night, these traditions, I'm sorry, talk about, amen, praise God, maybe email. Praise God, hallelujah, talk about on Wednesday night, amen, praise God, the traditions we get caught up in. If you don't do it the traditional way, the way you were taught to do it, your daddy did it this way. Praise God, your daddy went to college. Got him a degree, started his own company. All we asking you to do is pick up with your dad. Well, I don't want to do that. Oh, y'all can't relate to that. Praise God. Your daddy went to the service. Praise God. Hallelujah. Your daddy went and got him a job. Hallelujah. This is what your daddy did. This is what mama did. Hallelujah. Praise God. She did the regular thing. Hallelujah. She did the traditional thing. Hallelujah, praise God. But we got to change our mind because this is what the woman with the issue of blood was doing. The traditional thing. Hallelujah. 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 But when we don't get out of tradition, Jesus didn't do nothing traditionally. Praise God. Yeah, he went to the Feast of Weeks and he did all the, he followed all the laws. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, he followed the laws. That's why we ain't hear from him until Joseph died. Hallelujah, because under the law, praise God, we are subject to our parents until the day of their death. Glory to God, or until the daughter gets given away in the hand of marriage. Praise God. That's why he said, when they approached him about, you know, your disciples don't wash their hands. He said, some of our you hypocrites. You talking about a child don't have to do nothing for their parent once they reach a certain age. That goes right against the law of God. Your tradition. Glory to God. Then he went out, then he started talking about it. Some of y'all like unwashed tombs. Whitewash things with that. You're all clean on the outside. You're like a cup that you washed on the outside. Just, you know, glory to God, hallelujah. You're a bunch of hypocrites. Praise God. You look the part on the outside. But when you're going to change the inside, that's the first thing I noticed that in this ministry. They ain't worried about if I'm going to cheat on my wife. They don't care about that. As long as I don't get caught. Can I keep it? Lord, have mercy. Can I tell the truth about what's going on? Hallelujah. As long as I look the part, as long as I got on a button-down shirt and a tie, as long as I take my earrings out my ear and they really can't see my chains, unless it's my bishop thing. But if I wear my bishop thing, I got to wear the purple shirt. Hallelujah, with the white collar. That's the only way I can wear the bishop thing with that. And I got to, hallelujah, amen, make sure, amen, I can't wear this one. Amen, praise God. It's got too much good in it. Hallelujah, amen. You got to tone that down, Reverend. You got to look the part. Hallelujah. They might even ask you to shave. I got to be clean. Glory to God. You ain't TDJ. Not yet. Wait till you get the money up. Then grow your beard. Hallelujah. It's our industry. Hallelujah. They don't care about my salvation. They care about how I look. Hallelujah. Praise God. Real picture teeth, Elder. We ain't even worry about that. Hallelujah, amen. We got you. Praise God, hallelujah. But are you worried about, hallelujah, my salvation? Are you making sure I'm saved? Hallelujah. Are you making sure I'm living right? Or are you making sure I got a good PR agent? Hallelujah. Making sure I can cover it up real good. Hallelujah. Praise God. And some of them people are living this life thinking they are living right. Hallelujah. Praise God, the devil has put a wool over their eyes to think they are living a righteous life, charging the $20 prayer line, $50 prayer line, $100 prayer line. I'm not prophesying unless you give an offering. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. And you got on a $2,000 suit, glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God, you driving fancy. Talk a lot, we need to change our mind. Hallelujah, about how we see God. Hallelujah, how can we get a close relationship? Do you got to pay? You don't got to pay to talk to me. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the prayer line. You know, the $50 line. You get in the line, that's $50. It's a $10 line. You can call or you can get in. When you got in church, you can stand in the line. But they had a number, too. Praise God. They took credit cards, checks. Hallelujah. Praise God. And depending on the amount of the prayer line, hallelujah, amen, the bigger the blessing God was going to promise you was going to get, or the deeper insight you was going to get into your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we had to change our mind because this was something big. In the 70s and 80s, it faded out in the 90s, but it was big. Hallelujah, praise God. A lot of people were fools. Some people still buy prayer cloths, hallelujah, from Peter Popoff. Some people still buy the water. Hallelujah, it's Ozarka. That's all it is. It may not even be Ozarka. Oh, Lord, have mercy. That's olive oil. That's all it is. Glory to God. But a lot of us got to change our mind about how we can achieve a relationship, hallelujah, with God. Hallelujah. Amen. Real quick, amen. We're going to go to amen. We're getting ready to close, but let's go real quick. I want you to look at this other scripture, Mark 25. Mark 5. I'm sorry. Glory to God. Mark 5, verse 25. Hallelujah. Amen. This is another account of the woman with the issue of blood. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to look. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. We're going to start at verse 25. And a certain woman went, which had an issue of blood, 12 years, and she had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. Hallelujah. So in this detail of this woman, hallelujah, she didn't even get better. She wasn't even sustained. Hallelujah. She was made worse. Hallelujah. Praise God. She was worse off, hallelujah, than she was when she first came to him. Hallelujah. Not only was she worse off health-wise, she was worse off financially. Glory to God. When we put God lands, we lose. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And it said in verse 27, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. Hallelujah. Amen. For she said, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. Now, as you go and do your research and you read this in the original Greek translation, praise God, hallelujah, it says that she said this to herself repetitiously. Praise God, hallelujah. You remember when you used to, oh, Lord, if I could just get to God, if I could just get to God, if I could just get my, oh, if I could just, oh, Lord, if I could just, praise God, hallelujah. When you're saying that, this is what she was saying to herself. If I could just touch, hallelujah, the hem of his garment. I'm not even trying to touch his flesh. I'm just trying to touch something that's touching him. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And I believe if I could him, I will be made whole. Hallelujah. All I got to do, she kept saying it to herself. Hallelujah. Amen. I wonder what we're telling ourselves. Because what we're telling ourselves is determining what's going into our subconscious mind, into the heart of the mind, whatever we constantly tell ourselves in the conscious mind. See, you can consciously change your subconscious. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. I used to call it catching that thought. That's what I used to call it, catching that thought. Like say I see a girl and I think she's cute, and I like say, hey, little mama, I see you. Praise God. But right before I say it, I think, wait a minute. Whoa, hold on. You can't say that. You used to saying that when you were single, and you wasn't supposed to be saying it then. So don't say it now. And I had to say this to myself repetitiously. Praise God. Hallelujah. Until I no longer did what I used to do. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I don't know if y'all caught it. Hallelujah. I kept saying something to myself until I stopped doing what I used to do. So sometimes you'll stop in mid sentence. Hey, how you doing? How you doing? How you doing? Can't add that little extra on the end that I used to add. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. There's certain things we can't do no more. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you have to remind yourself, like the man of God said. You got to remind yourself. Hallelujah. Because when you remind yourself, it's going to get into your subconscious. Because you're doing it repetitiously. Stop. You're stopping yourself. This is why we need the Holy Ghost. That's why we need that fruit of hallelujah. So we can exercise this fruit to help us change our mind. We can have long suffering. Because I got to change my mind about the way you talking to me at work. I know you're supervised. But the way you be trying to handle me, I got to change my mind and just say that's the way supervisors, I guess this one talk, everybody else type taking it and they mumbling, ain't saying nothing to his face. Who am I to just think I'm bigger and better than everybody in this room? Glory to God. Maybe I got to change my mind. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you know us. Oh, you can't fire me. What happened? I got fired. I thought they couldn't fire you. I know what I said, but I'm fighting it. I called HR. I might be back next week. Next week never come. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's because we want to step out of pocket. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because we haven't changed our mind. You don't want to, amen, clock in and have a good attitude. Amen. See, you should always have a good attitude. But right now, you in J.C. Finney's. You in customer service. Amen. You working at the corner store. Hallelujah. You're a cashier. You can't have no attitude. I pray you ain't no upstairs, sir. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can't work the drive-through window and have an attitude. Glory to God, you need to change your mind. Look, I can't change the way you are out the clock. This is what I used to tell my employees. But while you're on the clock, I'm paying you to be nice. Glory to God, hallelujah. You better change. I'm just going to be me. That's the problem. You going to be you. Hallelujah. When the Bible says, Paul said, let this mind be in me. Hallelujah. That's also in Christ Jesus. He wants you to have the mind of Christ, and you want to keep the mind you got. Hallelujah. You want to keep looking at things the way you look at things, because the way you look at things is correct. That's why he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah, because you have your own. Glory to God. You got to list the things that's right for you. If I slap you, praise God, hallelujah, The Bible says to turn the other cheek. That's what's right to God. Hallelujah. But what's right to you? Can you be real? What's right to you is if I slap you, you're not just going to slap me. Hallelujah. Amen. You're going to try to give a combo that's going to drop me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because that's a sign of disrespect. And it's not right to disrespect somebody. Hallelujah. Especially if I'm up in age. Praise God. On the streets, they might call him an OG. Hallelujah. I dare you walk up and slap old school. Glory to God. He ought to take his cane and just knock you upside the head. Hallelujah. That's what's right to me. It's right to me. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God that all these divorces going down. What you told me she did to you, you right for going down there to the courthouse and divorcing her. I would have done the same thing. Can't believe that just happened to you. Praise God. But what does the word of God say? Hallelujah. Praise God. If what I believe is right conflicts with what the word of God says is right, then it's wrong. Hallelujah. We ain't no halfway. We got a halfway. Hallelujah. A ride the fence. That's what we call it. Ride the fence. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But we got to, amen, reprogram ourselves, amen, to know right is right, wrong is wrong. Hallelujah, amen. And you might have to take that first hit and remind yourself. Now, ain't nobody going to physically walk up and slap you. Hallelujah, praise God. Can we be more, unless you live in their life, some of y'all live in their life where somebody going to come up and slap you at any time? Hallelujah, let's be real. Unless you know, sleeping with somebody's husband or wife or you stole somebody money, unless you not holy as you say you are, unless you like the man of God saying your heart ain't right, hallelujah, ain't nobody just going to walk up, hallelujah, in the middle of the street and slap your wife. People get, what about that, Elder? What if somebody slapped my wife? Well, I hate to say it, but what would she do? Why would somebody, glory to God, just walk up and slap your wife, glory to God, hallelujah. So let's be realistic. When God is saying to turn the other cheek, it means when somebody offends you or do something to you, hallelujah, amen, praise God, not to do it back to them. Because he said before that, you have been told an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. It kind of confused me. Because not only was I told that, that's what's written. It's actually written, Jesus. So you telling me to go against what Moses wrote? Uh-oh. Praise God, did I jump, hallelujah. You're telling me to go against what Moses said? Moses said this. That's his law, the law of Moses. He said, I know what he said. Praise God, but I say, oh, Lord, the devil. You know how many, when God dropped the devil, hallelujah, that means I've made a ruling. Hallelujah. You know how when you take a law to court, like right now they try to overturn, they just overturned the abortion, Roe versus Wade, they dropped the devil. Hallelujah. God overturned some things. Jesus overturned some things. He said, I came not to abolish the law. I'm not getting rid of it. But I'm going to give it a full meaning. That's in the New Message Translation. I'm going to give it its full meaning. Glory to God, hallelujah. I know it say eye for eye, tooth for a tooth, but let me tell you what this is what it should have said. Uh-oh. Praise God. Hallelujah. But Jesus said it. I ain't said it. Hallelujah. Then he said, you have been told. Hallelujah. Amen. About to do something with the enemies, but I'm telling you to pray for them. Hallelujah. Pray for those who spitefully use you. Hallelujah. Now, it didn't say for them to keep using you, for you to allow them to keep using you. Once you find out somebody using you, don't use them back. Don't get them back. Yeah, the Bible says confront them, rebuke them. Praise God. If they repent, forgive them. Hallelujah. Amen. If they don't repent, the Bible says to treat them like a heathen. That's in the Word. Hallelujah. You did what you're supposed to do. It's on them. Hallelujah. But if you don't meditate on the Word of God, you'll think it's on you to forgive somebody for something they did to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You gave them the opportunity to make it right. And the enemy still wants to put it on your shoulder. Glory to God. And if you haven't meditated, if you haven't read the Word repetitiously, hallelujah, amen, you'll think from what you hear some other preachers say or from other sermons from growing up that you're supposed to forgive everybody for everything. But have you examined the Word? Because when you examine it and see, he said, hallelujah, if they repent, if they change their mind, if they say, I'm sorry, you're right. Because I might have thought what I was doing to you was right. Hallelujah. I might have thought talking about your culture was right. Because you sensitive, I was wrong. Yeah, I said that. Because, you know, I was wrong. So I'm sorry that I hurt your feelings. That wasn't my intent. And if I know this don't hurt your feelings, I won't say this to you no more. I won't do this to you no more. Praise God. Hallelujah. I give you that opportunity as you say to me, I don't care if you hurt your feelings or not. I'm going to say what I want to say. Amen. Whether it hurts your feelings. But I don't have to talk to you then. Glory to God. I can go all by my way. I gave you the opportunity. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's all for me. I followed the Word of God to a T. If you don't meditate on it, hallelujah, you won't know it. You won't get it down, hallelujah, into your psyche, into your, hallelujah, the heart of the mind, into your subconscious. Glory to God, hallelujah. These things got to be repetitious. You got to constantly say these things to yourself. Hallelujah. How do you think marriages stay together? Because they keep saying stuff to themselves. Lord, now you said this the one for me now. I remember when you said it. Okay, you said it. I know you said it. Okay, you said it. Whew, okay, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. People got to say so. Lord, you said to stay at this job for 6 more months. You said it, 6 months. It's only been 3. I want to quit now. I want to quit. No, you said 6. You said 6, Lord. Hallelujah. You got to remind yourself, hallelujah, amen. I got to listen to what God told me, hallelujah, to do. Praise God. If that goes, amen, every day you're doing this. Only 2 more hours. If I just make it 2 more hours, I can get this check next week. I can get this check. I'm just trying to get this check next week. Once I get this check next week. If you can do that for little stuff, praise God, hallelujah. What about the big things in your life? Praise God. The big mishaps you keep coming to the altar with. Hallelujah. The big things that keep your pocketbook light. The big things that keep you and your spouse arguing, you and your children arguing, these big things, if you care about them, glory to God, you would find what the Word say about them. You would meditate on them. Y'all want to get up. We're so concerned with the political things of the church. Let the political things, let them do their own politics. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let the Baptists argue with the Methodists, argue with the what's right, what the apostles said about this, what they said about that. But before we try to get the church in order, can we get our house in order? Can we get ourselves in order? We want to get involved in all these big things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But what about us? Hallelujah. Praise God. We so busy. Hallelujah. Amen. Worried about the politics of what's going on in all these different religions. Praise God. Hallelujah. Your whole house is turned upside down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's get our lives together and live right by ourselves. We worried about their temple when the Bible says we are the temple. Our body is the temple. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God dwells within us. Hallelujah. And you believe it and you know it. See, when you know the Spirit of God dwells in you, you know when you're around people that the Spirit of God don't dwell in. Glory to God. You can tell from their speech. You can tell from the way they act. If you say, God told me, they'll tell you to think about it. God told me not to do this. Wait before you make any decisions and promise me you'll think about it. Not pray about it. Because if I say, God told me, tell me what I got to think about it. Oh, Lord, how much? If God told it to me, amen, I shouldn't be thinking about that. Not just if he's doing what God told me to do. Abraham didn't think about it. He got his stuff, got his wife, and he left. Glory to God, hallelujah. You ain't got time to be thinking about it. Because if I think about it too long, I'm going to think, well, let me look at the stats. Let me look at the statistics. Hallelujah. Any gamblers out there, you know, these them gamblers, they say, when I get a hunt, I don't look at the odds. I don't look at the stats. I drop my money on whatever the hunt is, and I got to go with it because if I think about it too long, I'm not going to place the bet. Hallelujah. Amen. Some people might get it. I don't know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But if you think about it too long, you begin to put your own ideology on what God has told you to do. See, all she did, all this woman of God did, hallelujah, it don't even say she was a woman of God. Hallelujah, she was a woman with an issue of blood, praise God, but she kept saying to herself, if I could just touch. Hallelujah, 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 touch his God. Hallelujah, the hem of his God. Glory to God, hallelujah, I will be made whole. Glory to God, hallelujah. And she said it, hallelujah, repetitiously, hallelujah, and she believed it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have to do the same thing. We got to repeat these things over and over and over. We got to remind ourselves. We got to remind ourselves that that's wrong. You've been taught it's right your whole life. You got to remind yourself you're a child of God. You've been taught you are a Gentile your whole life. You've been taught that this is wrong. You got to be, amen, convince yourself that this is right. You've been taught not to believe in miracles. Hallelujah. You've been taught not to believe in miracles. Praise God, hallelujah. Some of y'all never believed in Santa Claus. I was just to a testimony online today. This one said, we was raised in the project, the real project. Didn't nobody believe in no Santa Claus. Hallelujah. But miracles don't work for my kind. We've been taught miracles don't happen. They don't exist. That was in the Bible. The Bible ain't stopped just because they condensed it into a book. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to change our mind about that. Miracles will still take place today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Divorces don't have to take place if you believe in miracles. Your lack of belief is why your marriage ain't work out. Hallelujah. Can I testify? Hallelujah, praise God. I know my first marriage wasn't going to work out. Hallelujah. Amen. I was almost waiting for the day. Hallelujah. Didn't know when it was coming. Well, but I just knew, hallelujah, this ain't going to work. Glory to God. I've been trying to convince myself it was. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. And even then, hallelujah, amen, was still upset because when it comes to it, it's where I thought it was. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I never tried to convince myself. Amen. Praise God. I thought I did. Hallelujah. But it wasn't in my subconscious. You know why? Because more of negative was in there than positive. And it's about a scale. Remember, Libra's got a scale. Those of y'all who have y'all birthdays, y'all Libra's is a Libra scale. Hallelujah. And you got to outweigh stuff on this scale. Now, if I got no negative stuff, you got some positive stuff. You just said some positive things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my wife's cute. She cook. Oh, my husband, he works. Take care of the kids. Amen. Well, you said some positive things, but how much negative? Hallelujah, have you said? Oh, yeah, he looked just like his daddy, but it's sorry behind. Glory to God, hallelujah. As long as that's the way you see him, her, or whoever, hallelujah, amen, that's the way they're going to forever be in your eyes. Because you have not changed your mind. Do you not know, praise God, that a person can change from whatever you thought they was, but you will never know they changed? Because you never will see it because you believe them to be who you thought they were. Hallelujah, because they did what they did way back when they did. Hallelujah. Some people still locked in on childhood. Hallelujah, things that they did as a child. Remember, Jacob was named Jacob because he grabbed onto his brother's heel as a child. So for his entire life, he had to walk around with the name of something he did when he was a child. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And some people still see you that way. Hallelujah. But those people need to change their mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're asking, amen, tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God that you change your mind on tonight. Change your mind about, amen, with everything you said, amen, that I ain't got to do all that now. Praise God. I know what the Bible says, but, hallelujah, I know it's wrong to do that, but, see, you got to cut the but out, because when you put that but on there, you cancel out, I know that it's wrong. I know what the Bible says. I know what my mama taught me about, hallelujah, right and wrong. Hallelujah. Because even though our parents may have done wrong, they taught us right. Hallelujah. Most of them taught us right, glory to God. They told you that a boy only wants one thing. But you didn't believe it. Because you didn't have enough information to develop something to feed your conscious mind. So now you got a blank spot. All you got is what she's telling you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Or what he's telling you. Praise God, and that's why you got to keep telling your kids every day so they get that. You keep telling them to it. Hallelujah. So when it do happen to them, at least they'll remember it. Praise God. Hallelujah. I told my kids stuff every day. They come to me, not, Daddy, you told me that. You said that. I know. I want to make sure you remember I said it too. Praise God. Hallelujah. Maybe you won't do it no more. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's going to happen every time now. It wasn't just that one time. Hallelujah. It's just a repetition thing. Every time you get in that kind of situation with that kind of boy, hallelujah, every time you get in a situation with that girl over there, that this same thing is going to happen. Praise God. So you got to change your mind and stop getting yourself into those situations. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody out there, you keep getting fired from work. You need to change your mind. Hallelujah. You think you're going to keep going from job to job, doing the same thing in every job, and getting fired for the same thing in every job, and think they ain't going to find out? Whatever you're doing, you ain't good at it. Hallelujah. Or else you wouldn't keep getting caught. Hallelujah. So what you got to realize, amen, they make buildings. They build whole buildings for people who want to be on the other side of the law, but ain't good at it. They got somewhere for you to go. Hallelujah. You can't even practice. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. It's called jail. It's called prison. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you want to live on the wrong side of the fence. God said you can get on the right side and you change your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And a lot of y'all need change because you're not good, like the Lord is saying. You're not good. Hallelujah. Praise God. A lot of you not good at being bad. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many times you got to get caught? Hallelujah. Hey, man, it's like they say, how many red flags? Praise God, you got to see before you realize maybe this ain't your cup of tea, glory to God. Hallelujah. Maybe you just got to get it right. Hallelujah. Every time, hallelujah, how many times you going to find an earring in your car? Hallelujah, praise God. How many times that dude going to call you while he know you at home with your husband? How many times the dog going to go through your emails and go through your desk before you realize, maybe I need to just do right? It ain't that hard. Hallelujah, to do right if you change your mind and say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So even when you reach towards that woman, God will strengthen you and give you a way of escape. Even when you reach towards that caper you trying to pull at work, that caper you trying to pull on the block, in the street, or wherever you may be, glory to God, if you ain't got the word in you, if you have not changed your mind and realized all this is for you, every word in this book, you, glory to God, every principle in this Bible, at your disposal. Hallelujah. As long as you don't abuse it, God says, I am not, hallelujah, amen, repentive of my gift. In other words, I'm not going to take it back. You already got the gift to create with your mouth. Hallelujah. You got the power to command things. Hallelujah. Amen. You got the power to put your hand to something and it's going to prosper. I'm not going to take it from you, glory to God, but you got to believe you got it. You got to use it. Hallelujah, for the will of God. You got to use it for positive. Hallelujah, amen. You got to use it, amen, praise God, for the education of a people. Hallelujah, praise God. Not just for the prospering of your pocket. Hallelujah, of the boosting of your ego. Hallelujah, of the popularity on your name. It's got to be for the will of God. That's why so many get up and fall. Because they wasn't living for what God wanted them to live for. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. So we thank God on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Put an ETH on it. ITH on it. Praise God. Say it repetitiously. Do it repetitiously. Reprogram your subconscious. Because it's in control and you don't even know it. So at least know what's in it. And the only way you can know what's in it is by you putting in it. Because right now, everything you're putting in it has been, you don't even know what you're doing. Glory to God. You don't even know what you're doing. You don't even know what you're programming into yourself. Hallelujah. The music we listen to. Praise God. We're going to get into that on Tuesday. The music. Hallelujah. Praise God. You don't know this. Hallelujah. You're not even listening to the words. You don't even know what the words are, do you? But I bet you do. But you don't even know you know the words. Hallelujah. And you're living out the words. Praise God. And don't even know it because you never bothered to listen. You heard it. But you didn't listen. Oh, Lord, it's deep. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God on tonight for the repentance on tonight. We thank God tonight for renewing of the mind. We thank God, hallelujah, for metanoia. Hallelujah. And metanoia. Praise God. Hallelujah. Those are the Greek words. Hallelujah. For repentance. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to, amen, get into breaking down, amen, the Hebrew word, praise God, hallelujah. That's a little more complex, praise God, hallelujah, but we'll get to it, hallelujah, eventually. But we thank God for everybody that called in. Anybody got a comment, testimony, prayer request, hallelujah, anything to say, hallelujah, at this moment? Hold on, let me open up the lines here. Amen. Anyone online on tonight have a comment, testimony, prayer request, anything to add? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we bless God on tonight. We thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in. Don't forget, we will be online on tomorrow morning. Hallelujah. Amen. For Out of the Mouth of God Ministries, amen. We thank God for all of y'all that tuned in out there on, hallelujah, TikTok on tonight. Everybody listening to the recording on Blog Talk Radio, hallelujah, amen. Like I said, amen. Make sure y'all join us Monday through Friday. We're here every night, amen. A word of God is going forth from somebody, hallelujah, amen, in the body of Christ on this line every hallelujah night, Monday through Friday. If it's not a word from God, hallelujah. I mean, it's always a word from God, but it could be an open discussion, a sermon, a teaching, a recording from the past, a testimony. Praise God. The word of God is going repetitiously. Hallelujah. Amen. And we want you to get it down in your hearts and your mind, your soul and your spirits on tonight. And we thank God for each and every last one of you. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm going to go ahead and pray us out on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name, Lord. We simply ask, Lord, as we leave this place, but never from your presence, we simply pray that your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us, so we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. Don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Make sure you go to my YouTube channel and subscribe to my page. Amen. This is one of my songs right here.
Here we go again. Yeah. Anointed Truth. We in the building. Gotta watch what these people be feeding you. You know what I'm talking about?
For real. Real.
Can't just eat anything. Listen to me. Here we go. Let's tell them.
Beware of Pharisees' bread.
Beware.
But this will probably be the realest thing you'll ever quote.
Yeah.
You steady laughing, hee-hee, like it's a joke.
Low-key,
jump and fly while you shading folks.
Shame.
I'm gonna take it slow so you can understand. You may be made in his image, but you still a man. You telling me like for real, like you seen the plan. Sometimes I think you the one, how you need the land. Like the man that built his house upon the sand. You're listening, but ain't following his command. Got my armor on, doing everything to stand. Started off slow, now on the truth is in demand. I don't do it my way, I do it God's
way.
Out of the mouth of babes, I call it child. I'm sticking to the plan, I won't deviate. I just wanna be successful, I'm on my Drake.
Beware of Pharisees' bread.
Beware.
I'ma put it on the track and let y'all run with it. I'm having vision after vision and I'm gon' get it. Gated community somewhere, I'm unlisted. Staying on the battlefield, see I'm enlisted. Every day is like Christmas cause I'm so gifted. God doing something, feel my situation shifting. Your home playing going sideways, you're drifting. He said if I lift him, he would lift me. I'm a light on the hill for the world to see. All eyes on me, I declare and decree. I'm in achieve mode, no devil stopping me. I'm in God's army, being all that I can be. Definition of a G, you better Google me. The Black Prince of Preachers is what they call me. No ghostwriter, I'm original, this all me.
Beware of Pharisees' bread.
Beware,
beware.
Don't let them get you.
Just remember what the word says.
I hit you with that wordplay.
Never seen the righteous forsaken.
Pussy
seeds have to beg for bread.
Beware of Pharisees' bread.
Beware.
Don't let them get in your head.
Don't let them get to you.
Just remember what the word says.
Hey, what that word say? I hit them with that wordplay.
Never seen the righteous forsaken.
Holy
seeds have to beg for bread.